Good morning again from Valley Baptist Church and from our little thought for the day. Friday morning again, and these Fridays we have been looking at the subject of prayer. 3 weeks ago we looked at the private place of prayer, Matthew chapter 6 verse 6, when we're shut in with God. 2 weeks ago we looked at the call to prayer, from that lovely verse in Jeremiah 33, verse 3, call upon me and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. And last week we looked at the sin of ceasing to pray from a verse in the Old Testament, 1 Samuel 12:23. God forbid that I should sin against the Lord in ceasing to pray for you. And this morning I want to look with you at another reference to prayer. I want to look at some verses from 1 Peter chapter 3. And if you have your Bible handy, please follow with us. 1 Peter chapter 3. And I want to lift the closing phrase of verse 7. The closing phrase of verse 7 this morning. That your prayers be not hindered. That your prayers be not hindered. Very discouraging to spend time in prayer and not see any results. But let us look at the context just for a moment of these verses in 1 Peter chapter 3. The teaching here in these first seven verses of the chapter is about the behavior of Christian wives and husbands in the home. Peter was a married man, and he has a lot to say about home relationships. And if one of them, husband or wife, is not saved, they in turn should be able to see the beauty of Christ in the other. The word conversation in verses 1 and 2, while they beheld your chaste conversation, and verse 1 at the end of verse 1, without the word be won by the conversation of the wives. That word conversation there means manner of life, godly behavior. The outward conduct, the result of the inward character. And verse 4, let the hidden man of the heart, actions speak louder than words. And in verse 4, it talks about the meek and quiet spirit, which is priceless in God's eyes. Verses 1 to 6 is to the wives. Not maybe that they need any more instruction than the husband, but verse 7 then is to the husbands. Husbands should live with understanding and bestow honour, be more considerate. And then the verse finishes with this most important phrase that we're looking at this morning, that your prayers be not hindered. Quarrels and bickering in the home is not the right way to live. And these are searching verses. If the home is not in harmony, can we expect God's blessing? A happy home will receive the blessings of God. And that's the first thing that we can say this morning that would hinder our prayers, that would hinder the prayers of God's people. That disharmony and the problems in the home. And that's what it says, that your prayers be not hindered. And I think from this little phrase, I think we can see three things. I think the word of God takes it that we do pray. It says that your prayers, and other verses that we have been referring to these Friday mornings, acknowledge that we pray. And the Christian is a person of prayer. a man or woman of prayer. So it's the Word of God takes it that we pray. Second, God's people enjoy unhindered access to the throne of grace. It says that your prayers be not hindered, and except for some situation, but otherwise we have unhindered access to God. And then it says, then point number three that we can lift from this little part is that certain circumstances will hinder our prayers. Something that is blocking the communication, blocking our way to God. Coldness of heart will keep us away, that we don't come to God in prayer. And we have referred to that verse in the Psalms before, that if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. And James says, you ask and you receive not, because you ask amiss. And then I want to look with you, please, at verse 12. And verse 12 of chapter 3 reads, for the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, his ears are open unto their cry, but the face of the Lord is against them that do evil. And that's a lovely verse. And here we see the eyes of the Lord, the ears of the Lord, and the face of the Lord. And here a human language is used to help us understand something of the character of God. When it says about eyes and ears and face, using human language to help us in our understanding of the character of God. And Peter is lifting this verse. He's lifting this verse from Psalm 34, verse 15. And this is a look of care and affection for God's people. A look of care and affection for his people. And the verse was written in difficult times, times of difficulty and times of stress. And the eyes of the Lord, and you've often heard me quote that lovely verse from 2 Chronicles 16 and 9, that the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong on the behalf of them whose hearts are perfect towards him. What a lovely verse from 2 Chronicles. And we trust this morning that we are all part of God's family. The eyes of the Lord are over the righteous. And I trust this morning that can be said of you. You're part of the righteous family of God. Trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ, if that's not the case with you this morning, trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior, when you can change that today, if that's not your case, by coming to God in repentance and faith and trust in the finished work of the Lord Jesus Christ, and you can come into the good of so great salvation and come in to the righteous family of God. The eye of God is upon us. And then his ear is open unto our cry. And that's very true. Casting all our care upon him, for he careth for you. But then it says, but the face of the Lord is against them that do evil. And there's always a but. The face of the Lord is against them that do evil. What does that mean? The Lord is against them, and their prayers are hindered. Those that do evil, their prayers are hindered. A great hindrance to prayer when we are not doing what is right. In these days of stress and strain, friends, we need to do what is right. And that lies within ourselves, that lies within our own ambit. And that in turn, friends, will not give any cause for conflict. And the Lord is against them that do wrong. Friends, this morning, I am old enough to remember that when it was said that he or she is a Christian, that was enough. They looked like a Christian. They walked like a Christian. They talk like a Christian and they work like a Christian. And I wonder, can that be said today? Verse 4 talks about the hidden man of the heart. And the hidden man of the heart was in control, and which is in the sight of God a great price. That's how verse 4 finishes. Which is in the sight of God a great price. And this is very challenging, friends. We need to come to God in humility, in unworthiness, in holiness, in nothingness, that our prayers be not hindered. That our prayers be not hindered. Verse 16, if you move on over there to verse 16, it talks about a good conscience, that they who speak evil of you and falsely accuse you may be ashamed at your good conversation. And there's that word again, which means manner of life. Ashamed at your good manner of life. Other than a good conscience will hinder our prayers. Other than a good conscience will hinder our prayers. Paul said in that lovely verse in Acts 24:16, herein do I exercise myself to always have a conscience void of offense towards God and towards men. What a challenge, what a high calling. Herein do I exercise myself to have always a conscience void of offense towards God and towards men, that our prayers be not hindered. Friends, if you haven't the scriptures, your Bible handy with you, please read over chapter 3 of 1 Peter. It's a lovely chapter, and there's so much in it. But it's great, friends, to spend time with God in prayer. And friends, oh, that he would not find anything that would hinder our prayers. Oh, that he would not find anything that would hinder our prayers. So now, friends, thank you this morning. And we'll have a wee word of prayer just as we finish off this morning. Thank you. Our Father, we bow reverently in your presence again this morning in this precious name of the Lord Jesus. Father, we thank thee for the light of a new day, for all that means to us, for the blessing of God and the goodness of God. And Father, as we've thought about prayer further this morning, we thank thee that we have unhindered access to the throne of God this morning in prayer. And Father, we don't want anything in our lives that would hinder our prayers. And Father, we pray that will be our situation this morning. And Father, we just pray that you'll bless this little thought to us all this morning. We thank thee for the word of God and thank thee for every instruction that's able to help us and direct us. And so, our Father, we commit ourselves to thee. We pray for our congregation, pray for our people this morning. Bless those that are shut in, those that are unwell and recovering, Father. Just meet their every need, and above all, they will know a conscious sense of God with them today. And Father, we pray that you will bless us and help us and direct our paths as we move on down into a new day. And Father, may we ever lift our hearts to God in gratitude and thanks for all that the Savior has done for us and for all that he means to us. And so, our Father, bless us today and help us today, we pray. And we give thanks for it all in the Savior's name. Amen. Amen. Thank you, folks. Thank you very much.